Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 7 and verse 27. The Syrophoenician Woman, part 4. We come now to Jesus' reply. The woman has been begging Christ to drive the demon out of her daughter, her little child. And here is Christ's reply. Let me just read it to you as it stands. First, this is what Christ said to her. First, let the children eat all they want, he told her. For it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Mark chapter 7 and verse 27. Now here we reach the nub or the crux or the heart, whatever, the core of this episode. As we see these words, let's try and put ourselves in the position of the woman. What would these words mean to her? How do they strike her? Well, they're quite clearly a most serious rebuff. Let's be frank about it. It's a slap in the face. Now, I'm not here to explain my master. I'm certainly not here to explain away my master. I'm here to enforce my master. What do I mean by that? I'm not here to apologize for Jesus. Jesus says to this woman, first, he says, let the children eat all they want. It's not right to just chuck the bread, children's bread, and toss it to their dogs. What is he talking about? He's dealing with this Jewish Canaanite question. He's dealing with this Jewish Greek question, this Jewish other nations, pagans question. The Old Covenant made it absolutely clear that the Jews, Israel, were a separate people, and God's blessing was upon the Jews. Take the law. We know from Psalm 147, verses 19 to 20, we know that God gave the law through Moses on Sinai to Israel, and to Israel only. It says it explicitly in Psalm 147, verse 19 and 20. He's not done so with any other people. And the whole teaching of the Old Testament, read the book of Deuteronomy and see, is that Israel must be separate. The blessings of God are for Israel. Israel is a separate people. And this is the Old Covenant. You remember we get a similar passage to this in John chapter 4, the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. Remember the debate starts on all this. You're a Jew. I'm a Samaritan. We don't have any dealings with each other. We don't even touch each other's dishes. We don't even have any contact like that. This is what Jesus is talking about here. How does he regard, how does he speak of the pagans, the Canaanites, the Romans and so on? Dogs. Dogs. The children are Israel. John chapter 1, verse 11, he came to his own, but his own didn't receive him. I've come sent, first of all, John chapter 10, I've come for Israel in the first instance. Of course, I know the centurion, I know that Jesus preaching about Zarephath and Naaman and so on, how that riled the Jews. I know there's all that. And I know that we're going to go to Luke 24, verse 47, Acts 1:8. What do I mean by that? Luke 24, verse 7, begin at Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the place, but it's only begin at Jerusalem. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, when the spirits come upon you, begin at Jerusalem, and then I will take you out into Judea, Samaria, and so on, and the rest of the world. Yes. So what am I learning from this woman and this rebuke? It's so very different to the modern evangelical, is it not? The atmosphere today is so very different. But look at it here. You have no rights, says Christ. You have no deserts. You have no claims upon me. I personally make a personal testimony here. I'm not very happy with the word claim when you get it in hymns and so on. And people talk about we claim the promises. I'd much rather use the word plead the promise. I don't know if I've got any claims upon God, any rights or deserts. The atmosphere today in the evangelical world is very different. You know, it's all, I want to stress this, it's all so easy. But Jesus here is making this point. Now, Augustus Toplady got it. Nothing in my hand I bring. This is a humiliating word. Well, we need to be humiliated, my friend. We're too proud and boasting and bragging. This is an offensive word. Jesus confronts this woman. He does it so frequently in the Gospels. We're supposed to make Christ our example. This is such a derogatory word, you might say. Let me read it to you again. First, let the children eat all they want, he ordered. It's not right, you see, for it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. He's smashing her pride, not she's got any. He's removing boasting. Well, that has to be done. You better read Romans 3. You better read Ephesians 2. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. Not at works, lest any man should boast. There's no bragging or boasting. Amazing grace, said John Newton, that saved a wretch like me. Today they croon that. I can't stand it. Amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. Today, it seems to me that people are being enabled to hold their head high, be cocky, and they have so little sense of their poverty and their need. This is a major theme here. Jesus rages major themes with these two women, the Syrophoenician woman and the woman in Samaria in the well. Of course, I know the new covenant is going to spread the gospel out to the Gentiles, but this point here is important. My friend, if you're unconverted, come as a needy, desperate, guilty sinner. There is no right, there is no claim. You can plead the merits of Jesus, plead the love of God, plead his invitation, and obey the gospel and receive Christ. Perhaps Horatius Bonner might help you. All that I was, my sin, my guilt, my death, was all my own. All that I am, I owe to thee, my gracious God, alone. The evil of my former state was mine and only mine. The good in which I now rejoice is thine and only thine. The darkness of my former state, the bondage, all was mine. The light of life in which I walk, the liberty, is thine. Thy grace first made me feel my sin and taught me to believe. Then in believing peace I found, and now in Christ I live. All that I am while here on earth, all that I hope to be, when Jesus comes and glory dawns, I owe it, Lord, to thee. And that's the spirit, my friend. You are nothing, I am nothing. Christ is all.